Real life is tied to Jesus, Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Life is fragile, as James puts it. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Time can be purchased, though. Time can be purchased for God. It says in Ephesians 5 and verse 16, redeem the time because the days are evil. And if Paul thought they were evil 2,000 years ago, whew, they're more evil today. Paul only knew about the evil that was going on in his little corner of the Roman Empire. And the evil he heard about it as he traveled and his travelers came through Ephesus where he wrote that. Today, you and I can see all the evil. The 1,424 murders today, you can read about all of them if you want to. There's a website that lists off where they were murdered and how, and you can read all the grisly details. And we get so conditioned by that that we forget how evil our world is. And if the world is evil, Paul says, redeem the time. Life from God overflows with purpose and meaning. John 10:10. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it overflowingly. That means you can overflow for God, whether you're young or old, whether you're mobile or impaired, whether you're fragile or in the peak of your strength, whether you have all kinds of possessions or nothing at all. You can overflow because it's not tied to your material state or possessions or power. It's tied to what's within you, the abundant, overflowing life of Christ. John 10:10 tells us. Also, Jesus is the author of real life. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You want real life? It's only tied to me. That's why Paul says that everybody else in the world is dead in their trespasses and sin. Dead. You're not alive until you come to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And you only redeem and live truly when you live for him who loved you. 2 Corinthians 5, and gave himself for you. That's life. Also, life is knowing God. Death is not knowing God. This is life eternal, John 17:3, that they may know you, the only true God, even Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So, just before we read Luke 21:31 to 36, let me ask you again. How long have you lived? Not how old are you. That's just how close you are to death, how many years you've been here. How much of it have you lived for Christ? That's the only thing that counts as life. And so we should truly ask ourselves, how much of my life will abide the day of his coming that we're reading about here? How much of it, as Peter says in the verse we're memorizing, is going to get dissolved? And how much of it is going to get deposited and kept and be reserved for us eternal in the heavens? You see, we all have the same precious commodity. We have the same 60 minutes an hour time moving by at that speed. It's going by 60 minutes an hour. We all get the same flow, but we do different things with our time. And he's saying, think about it. Whatever is not gold, silver, and precious stones, which comes from activity of Christ's life in us, is nothing more than hay and wood and stubble, as Paul calls it, consumables. How much of your life is consumable? It's going to be burned up. You know, in textbooks, they have the consumables. Those are the paper workbooks that they just throw away. Then they have the heavy-duty textbook that's going to be used again. We're so prone to live our lives like consumables. I don't mean consumed for the glory of God. I mean just thrown away because we have 8 o'clock tomorrow. We have 8 o'clock the next day. We don't have our devotion day. We have them tomorrow. We don't have memorized that verse this week. We'll have next week. And time, the illusion of the do it anytime you want, that circle going around and around hypnotizes us. And Jesus says, don't be hypnotized. Well, verse 31, know, he says, he commands us, know what's going on. And then in verse 36, he says, watch. Don't get hypnotized, he says. Don't go to sleep. Be awake. Be alert. Don't get caught unprepared. Let's read what Christ says. And I'm going to read Luke 21, 31 to 36, and ask the Lord to wake all of us up. Verse 31, so you also, when you see these things happening, know, I command you, that the kingdom of God is near. Verse 32, assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away. Everything you see is going to be dissolved. But my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousings and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Let's bow before him right now. Father in heaven, we bow before you and your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And we pray that you would help us to be delivered from the illusion of time. Thinking, oh, we have the spring. We don't have to worry about that till this summer. Or we'll attend to that this fall after the good weather's passed. Or when the new year starts. And we just have this illusion that we have endless time to get about what you want us to do. And you're telling us, no, don't get hypnotized. Wake up to the fact our lives are going fast. And only what is done for you in the power of your Spirit and for your glory is going to last. And the only thing that matters in heaven is what lasted on earth. And I pray we wouldn't just consume our days here with the cares of this world and with all the minutia that doesn't matter. Help us to focus on you and your kingdom and your rule and reign and glory in our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.